This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Fake news, of which many of you are members, is trying to convince the public to have a recession. Let's have a recession. The United States is doing phenomenally well. But one thing I have to do is economically take on China, because China has been ripping us off for many years. President Clinton, President Bush, and President Obama and others should have done this long before me. My life would be much easier, although I enjoy doing it. But my life would be much easier if I just said, let China continue to rip off the United States. All right? It would be much easier. But I can't do that. We are winning against China. They've lost 2.5 million jobs in a very short period of time. They want to make a deal. It's got to be a deal that's good for the United States. When they want to make a deal, probably we will make a deal. But if I didn't do that, and I'm not doing this. Somebody said it's Trump's trade war. This isn't my trade war. This is a trade war that should have taken place a long time ago by a lot of other presidents. Over the last 5 or 6 years, China's made $500 billion. $500 billion. Ripped it out of the United States. And not only that, if you take a look, intellectual property theft. Add that to it. And add a lot of other things to it. So somebody, excuse me, somebody had to do it. I am the chosen one. Somebody had to do it. So I'm taking on China. I'm taking on China on trade. And you know what? We're winning. Because we're the piggy bank. We're the one that all these countries, including the European Union, wants to rob and takes advantage of. European Union, $200 billion. China, more than $500 billion. Sorry. I was put here by people to do a great job. And that's what I'm doing. And nobody's done a job like I've done. Now, would China rather wait for a little more than a year and try and get sleepy Joe Biden to negotiate with instead of President Trump? Maybe, but I don't think so. You know why? They're losing too many jobs too fast. They had the worst year in 27 years, but I think it was actually 52 or 54 years. It's the worst year they've had in a half a century. And that's because of me. And I'm not proud of that. But you know what? They want to negotiate. And Sleepy Joe doesn't have a clue. Sleepy Joe said, oh, China's wonderful. Well, China is wonderful for China. But I'm wonderful for the USA.
Trump is our champion. Trump is delivering. And what you just heard is the truth. It's so refreshing to hear a statesman in office telling it like it is and straight shooting. 73 years old. Never seen anything like it. The precision, the commitment. Yes, Trump is the chosen one. We're all chosen to fulfill our destinies if we choose to take those destinies in our hands. And Trump is delivering the country out of the globalist bondage, and they're fighting like the devil to keep their entire system in place right now. And this country is in a fight, and you just heard Trump with China that is trying to keep the Democrats in power and openly is their main financier through U.S.-based Chinese companies. And I can tell you, it's being looked at as a national security issue, and more it's being realized that the globalists sold the country out to China, not just economically, but politically and culturally, and that this is treason. That's exactly what his mission is to turn that around. It's your mission. It's my mission. If you choose to accept it. We'll be back more on the other side of the information war that all of you have chosen. Tune into this broadcast and spread the word.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globalists rough their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for allowing this broadcast to even exist. You are the wind in our sails. We're all on this ship together called Planet Earth here in deep space. It's Thursday, August 22nd, 2019. I intend to open the phones up again today and take a lot of calls. We've been doing a pretty good job at that. And I intend to have several special guests here in studio as well, and some that will be over Skype from Europe. We also have our reporters filing a whole bunch of amazing videos that we're going to be posting at InfoWars.com and playing some today from Hong Kong, which really is the epicenter of the Chi-Com attempt to invade into the South China Sea and take islands from the Philippines, Japan, you name it. And it is a military flashpoint. The Chinese are threatening to invade as early as this next week. And so our reporters are there on the ground. And I will just also let you know that we're going to have some other special guests from Hong Kong coming up next week, but I'm not going to announce who those people are going to be until they are in country. So let's just stop right there. And I come in here and I look at all this news and I've got all this research and all these clips and I try to sit back and ask myself, what really is the biggest story of our age and that's unfolding right now? And it's undoubtedly the global awakening and that people are not buying what the government is saying anymore. We're buying what corporations are saying anymore. But they're going past that. They're actually going out and researching and finding out for themselves. And all the attempts of Google and all the attempts of Facebook and the technocrats to suppress this are going to fail one way or another, and they are failing. In fact, all the censorship has only made people that much more apprehensive about mainstream news. And so when you get attacked by it, it has a buoying effect to a great extent. Now, there are zombie-like hordes out there that come in every shape, color, and size of our fellow humans who are believing the propaganda and have gone into just apoplexy. They are just completely beside themselves and getting more and more radical by the minute. And so to a certain extent, the globalist venom is working. But it's only working in the most low IQ, weak-minded people, or those that are manipulating those people and feeding off of them. And I have a spectrum of these reports here. You can't turn on a television or open a newspaper or go online, whether you've got a Droid or an iPhone, it's just Apple's force-feeding you. Oh, Obama's Harvard professor says Trump's a racist. Boy, that's original. Or this politician, senator, this movie star, who cares? It's so obvious the movies, the culture is trying to start a race war. And then you get the internal transcript last week out of the New York Times. And they're saying, we're going to pivot from Russia. That's flat-footed. That's not true. We're going to go to race. But then the head of the New York Times says, but you got to be nuanced, okay? Can't just call him a Nazi or a racist. You've got to find something and then build off of that. And so Trump says, man, these Jews sure are betraying Israel, working with people like Tlaib and everybody that literally want to blow it off the face of the earth. And they turned that around. Did you hear the anti-Semitic statement? So support for Israel and its existence is now anti-Semitic. This is upside down world. And then you've got the extreme right and the extreme left that are really the same people obsessing over Israel constantly and applying mythical leprechaun powers to Israel and then acting like Netanyahu runs the world. Meanwhile, it's the Rothschilds, who are globalist leftist Jews, who are now trying to overthrow Netanyahu. I mean, you cannot make this up. But then all the moron Nazis and all the moron leftists get mad at me because I support the existence of Israel. Israel has hundreds of nuclear weapons. It's not going anywhere. Israel's the most stable place in the Middle East. Israel has more human rights than all those countries. Saudi Arabia doesn't take one Palestinian in or one refugee. And I'm sick of it. And the same playbook being run against Israel about open your borders, let everybody in to have free stuff, has been run against us. You know, I sat there in the break room, what was it, Monday evening, and with my mouth hanging open during that press conference with the four horsemen of the Democratic apocalypse, crying and whining and oh, my mother needed a hospital. She was in Palestine, or my grandmother, and they wouldn't let her in for free health care. So you want to blow the country up, and then, but it's got to give you some free stuff. But then in your wonderful Palestinian place, you can't even put two and two together, and you basically live in a dictatorship. And then Saudi Arabia won't take one of you in, and Jordan won't take you in, and Egypt won't take you in. And why is that? Because every time you look at who's starting these rebellions and these attacks, it's Palestinians, because they don't even exist, folks. They're just people that migrated into that area and want to take it over. It's just it's a made-up thing. And so everybody's tried to bully me to attack Israel and tried to bully me. No, I'm going to support Israel now more because you tell me I can't. It's sick. And, of course, Israel has all its own corruption, all its own problems, has staged false flags against us, working with the U.S. government, and has had lots of problems. So is our government. So is the Italian government. So is the Russian government. But fetishizing, attacking Israel and hating it, people go, well, they're never going to be able to convince everybody that America is racist and apartheid and have a race war. Well, really? They're successfully doing it with the left. The average leftist hates Israel. It's a litmus test. Are you for killing babies? Are you for sterilizing young kids? The whole trans agenda? And do you hate Israel? I've never been to Israel. And I've got all these subjects to get into, but I've got a lot of news out of Israel. But I just think about Tlaib talking about her grandmother. I never got to the clip. We're going to play it later. And she's crying, and it's so fake. And Israel's just a way to see this picture. A Rosetta Stone, a skeleton key, as I call it, because it's the left. Their religion is that they're victims. It's like all these people that attempt suicide constantly for attention. It's one thing if you've got bone cancer and you're in incredible pain and don't want to spend all your money, all your family's money on it and don't want to, you know, go through all the pain. You shove a gun in your mouth and blow your head off. Hey, that's your life. It's, you know, I don't judge you. I understand that. But all these people that constantly are attempting suicide and constantly whining about what victims they are, and I look at the four horsemen, these parasites that hate America and tell us how bad we are all day, and then fetishize saying Israel shouldn't exist, and then when Israel doesn't let her in, she whines and cries about her grandmother and how her grandmother deserves all this free health care that she thinks is in Israel. And again, Israel is just a microcosm of all of this. And the point is, there's a fight over who controls Israel. There's a fight over who controls America. There's a fight over who controls Europe. And it's not a fight between Germans and Jews, or between Mexicans and Russians, or between Chinese and Japanese. It's a fight between evil and good. In your family, it's a fight between good and evil. in your relationships, in your business, in your life, at your church. There's a struggle in the universe between good and evil. And there are ideologies that are evil. There are systems that are evil. There are groups and gangs and organizations that are evil. And they take countries over. Just like Hitler took over Germany. Or Stalin and Lenin took over Russia. And when you get evil in charge of a group of people, you got a problem. And Israel's had plenty of evil people that have ran it. But again, it goes back to a fight between good and evil. And real evil is about to get turned loose on the planet. The devil's making his move. And everybody better decide which side you're on. And the cop-outs here. You know, you don't see anybody trying to get to Somalia for the free health care, where women are still sold as sex slaves. I mean, the Four Horsemen are in the news. They won't say a word about more Muslim countries passing laws like the West Bank, to basically kill gays. The left won't say a word about that to those women because they're all hypocrite pigs. We'll be back with a bunch of other news. Stay with us.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Jones, your host, on this Thursday, global edition of The Transmission. I didn't mean to go off on a jag about Israel. It's just that I meant to cover that on Monday and Tuesday with the Four Horsemen's parade. And then now they're back in the news and not telling folks that in the West Bank they kill you if you're a homosexual. But liberal gays don't care about that. They just don't want to be called homosexuals. See how it works? Again, it's like Apocalypse Now. We drop napalm on women and children, but the brass won't let us write cuss words on the side of the airplane. It's the same thing. It's like, use the words I say, but kill me if you're a Muslim. That's a good. Bring in the Muslims, but call me a homosexual. You've not used the proper word I tell you to use. And it's the alliance of the left with the most radical orthodox forms of Islam. And then they lecture us how we're oppressive and homophobic and all this. And I'm just done. It's all a hoax. It's all a lie. And I know everybody knows that. But they've cut us out of the infrastructure of information so that whether you're Alex Jones or you're just Sally Soccer Mom that's conservative or nationalist, you're being silenced. You're being curtailed. They admit they're doing it. And it's real authoritarianism. And then I see Trump up there. We just played 2.5 minutes of it at the start of the show. I'm going to play a short clip of it again right now, and then even more of the press conference later, because it's just he's getting better and better. I'm sorry. And I told you he wasn't going to do the expanded background checks. I told you that was meant to take the wind out of their sails and shut them down, and now that's been shelved. And it doesn't mean Trump's perfect. But my Lord, do they hate the fact he's in there and that he's stabilizing and trying to build the economy, and they are trying to wreck it all right now. This country is at war with a globalist system. And Trump just said in the press conference this morning and yesterday that we are at war with China. We've been at war for 30-plus years. They've been kicking the living snot out of us. He said they pulled $500 billion out, he said, over the years. That's the one thing he said that made his statement 99% accurate. It's $900 billion a year, $500 billion trade deficit, another $400 billion estimated in stolen intellectual property. Everybody knows that. And it's all one-sided, and it's not fair. And you don't hear a word out of the left, again, about China that makes Hitler look like an amateur. I'm just seeing my reporters right there at the edge of the bridge, and across it is communist China and hundreds of thousands of troops and massing military. And it just gives me butterflies to think we're that close to war with these monsters. And the Washington Post and others have big headlines and articles about how Xi's going to destroy Trump to save America. That's sick. And then the left now, in their own publications and on the street, are championing Xi. That's how much they hate America, folks. And it makes me really sad to know that a third of our population has been totally brainwashed to hate their own country. They have no idea how savage China is, how evil it is, how if somebody's old, they just leave them on the side of the street to die in many areas. If somebody gets hurt, nobody helps them. It's savage. Taiwan's not like that. Hong Kong's not like that. And they're Chinese because they're the people that fled Mao. And they were under British rule that compared to the Chi-Coms was heavenly. and the people are alive and vibrant and cool. I mean, you meet people from Hong Kong and Taiwan, it's like a totally different brand of person. Exceptional. Compared to what you get under the communist system from just two generations. They have mobile execution vans in every city where you don't even go to a jail cell. They just cut your organs out. And they've been human cloning for 30 years. It's in the medical journals. Now it's all out. Just as I told you, growing humans inside cows. Because you can grow up a bigger humanoid that's got the organs. And just like the movie The Island, they put all this out in the open. They found you. They try to grow organs by themselves. They don't thrive. It's got to have a brain, a nervous system attached to it. So they're growing whole humans. Been doing it a while. A lot of the organs coming out of China are cloners. And this is all coming out. And the Albert Einstein Institute and the Rockefellers and Epstein that ran it are obsessed with underground cloning programs and underground vaccine programs. Look it up. We're not in Kansas, folks. I know I say that a lot. We're not in Kansas anymore, okay? And there's a race to surveil, a race to control, a race to censor, and a race to just absolutely wipe out the human community, teach us that the word mother and father is bad. RNC ads that say we're looking for strong women are banned because they say it's hateful. You're like, that's insane. Exactly. But you see, it's here. Alex Jones last year, RNC now, and Mitch McConnell and all them, even though he's censored, they still can't find their huevos for their own children's future and are still not acting. Trump's acting on China because it's the main system that the globalists parlayed our power into, and they're then using it to suck the energy out of the U.S. for their world government. And I know I harp on this, because you notice the president's listening, the culture's listening, what's left of the Pentagon's listening. And if we don't recognize just how overrun we are and how almost completely captured we were and how we're fighting for our lives with our valiant president and everything we wanted happening and globalism beginning to get on the retreat, on its heels, we're rallying back, bloodied, shot full of holes, but we have the spirit of victory. And Trump says, in his whole talk, I'm the chosen one. I got elected. He looks up, and it's true. I mean, obviously, we're all chosen for what we do if we take the path. God gives us a path. The devil gives us another. Of course, Trump's chosen. It's a phenomenon, and everybody can see it and smell it. And the devil and the enemies, the little snakes, they can't stand it. Let's go out to break with the president talking about being the chosen one and acknowledging God, that God chose to put him in that position. Against the enemy's whole operation. That is God.
China's made $500 billion. $500 billion. Ripped it out of the United States. And not only that, if you take a look, intellectual property theft. Add that to it. And add a lot of other things to it. So somebody had to do it. I am the chosen one. Somebody had to do it.
And then he goes on to say, I was chosen by the American people to do this, but he also acknowledged God. It's that connection, the people to the leader to God. You get evil leaders, they work for the prince of the air, the prince and principalities, evil in high places. If somebody's put in there because of the prayers and people taking action, then it's chosen by God. But here's the thing, it's our last chance. The cloning's going on, the abortion, the killing of the babies that keep them alive. I was talking to a nurse about it. She started shaking. She goes, it's true. I know. I never thought of it. She said, oh, I was like, yes. You don't want to be involved in murder, do you? See how the devil tricks you? Before you know it. Before you know it, he's got you. Well, he ain't got me. Stay with us.
Thomas Jefferson predicted over 240 years ago that when our republic was in trouble in the future, it'd be the farmers that were close to the ground, close to reality, who actually worked for a living that would end up saving the nation. And today, the communist Chinese have banned all U.S. farming goods a week ago. And we've seen massive increases in polls, support for the president, and what he's doing in this trade war once China put pressure on our farmers. That's beautiful. Americans aren't going to be bullied, and we aren't going to back down. So to the Joaquin Cruises and the Hillary Clintons of the world that want to intimidate people and tell us to back down, we're never going to give up. And all you've done is awaken the human spirit. And the human spirit lives at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And I'm asking listeners, whatever you do, spread those links, because we are the light in the dark of the night. We are the resistance. We are 1776 worldwide.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I am your host, Alex Jones. The websites are NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com. What I want to do is, for the rest of this hour into the bottom of the next hour, I want to take 10 calls. That way nobody has to stay on hold too long, and then we'll open the phones up again after that for more questions for our biggest Google whistleblower yet, senior engineer, Fox News. He was just on Fox News this morning, so we're breaking through that electronic Berlin Wall. He is going to be here in studio with us. Also, Vox Day will be joining Zach Voorhees, and Matt Bracken is going to be coming on as well. So all of that today. But again, I want to open the phones up specifically on Trump's statement that He's the chosen one. Now, cut out 5 seconds long, you could say that it was arrogant. But if you listen to the entire statement, that 2.5 minute clip we're going to play again in just a moment, he lays it out that we've been getting chewed up. We've been sold out by all these politicians forever and with one-sided deals. And so I've been elected. And he goes, and I've also, he looks up, you know, been the chosen one to do this task. And a prophet's not known in their own country. But Trump is loved around the world by nations that have been under attack by tyrants. And again, I'm a big supporter of Trump because I've been sued and threatened and attacked and harassed over it because I know that he's doing the best job he can. And so they just heap more attacks on him, more attacks. Most other people try to hedge their bets. Well, I'm not hedging my bets. When Trump starts going sideways, the politicians around him, I come out of the gate swinging, but he's not Hillary Clinton. And I told everybody he's not going to push the red flag laws. He's coming to the Democrats saying, okay, what's your proposal? They say ban all semi-autos and have psychological boards that decide whether you can have a gun or not outside of law, making them judge, jury, and executioner and jail warden. So it's very dangerous to even flirt with that, but that's what I was told Trump is going to do because it takes the wind out of their sails and then they never come with their so-called reasonable, which we know isn't reasonable, it's incremental, salami slicing. And then they shoot for the moon and they miss. They're greedy. They grab for it all, like the globalists do in every place they control, because as the UN said in its own small arms treaty, in 2001, civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. Now, that whole statement is very true, except one word, legitimate. Civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. Take out legitimate. Civilian ownership of firearms threatens the power monopoly of the state, which, of course, it does. Mao Zedong. All political power grows out of the barrel of a gun. And if the people don't have a right to own guns, then they're not the lords of their own destiny. There's been no culture in history that had rulers and slaves where the slaves could have weapons. It's never happened, never will happen again. And so, yeah, it's a messy affair. And tens of thousands get killed a year. Hundreds of thousands get killed a year from cars and grounding and thousands falling off jet skis. That's the way the world. Thousands die every year rock climbing. More people die every year falling in their bathrooms than they do from guns. Are we going to ban bathrooms? How about banning existence? Because that's the only way to ever stop bad things happening. If you have children, you're putting them in the world to experience pleasure, experience triumph, experience humiliation, experience pain, experience visions, experiment love, and experience communion with the Almighty. And so you put them into the world so they can experience the third dimension. Their spirits can look through this rose-colored darkly that is our earth suits in the true transcendence that we're all experiencing. And the question is, will you transcend at death or will you fall? Are you going up or are you going down? You're getting more complex or less? That's the choice everyone has to make. So, again, here's this phenomenal statement by the president that's so clear and so concise and so smooth because it's true. Imagine how good it feels just to be able to get up there and not lie to people like Bill Clinton or Obama did, but actually get up there and tell them the truth. That's why they have all these shows. Trump's lying to everyone. Oh, we've got 50 buckets of gumballs. Every gumball's a lie. That's a carnival stunt. It's not true. It's their perception that it's a lie. Remember? Our truth over facts, Joe Biden. Our truth, our delusion, our cult. Joe Biden's like Tulsa Doom, saying, come to me, my child, and the cult member jumps off the cliff and crashes down. Because that's her truth. Over facts. over reality. And then you see Tlaib, the leader of the Fantastic Rat Pack. The rats that have left their sinking ships and then come here to perch and bitch and tell us how much we suck all day so they can be victims to get more goodies. That's why you can't run your own countries, because no one wants to build anything. You just want to run around killing each other, because everybody has a right to rule instead of build. And then we're told by these fallen, twisted individuals that we suck and we're bad because they know we've got those buttons to push. And then we'll then grovel to them. And they see something like Trump saying the long surrender of America is over. And it's quite a fight. We've been surrendered for a long time. But you're seeing the real animating contest of liberty. Here is, again, the president's full statement on he's been chosen. He looks to God, chosen by God. Really, you think so, 45th president? You think God chooses presidents? You better hope God's choosing them. Here it is.
So, the fake news, of which many of you are members, is trying to convince the public to have a recession. Let's have a recession. The United States is doing phenomenally well. But one thing I have to do is economically take on China, because China has been ripping us off for many years. President Clinton, President Bush, and President Obama and others should have done this long before me. My life would be much easier, although I enjoy doing it, but my life would be much easier if I just said, let China continue to rip off the United States, all right? It would be much easier, but I can't do that. We are winning against China. They've lost 2.5 million jobs in a very short period of time. They want to make a deal. It's got to be a deal that's good for the United States. Where they want to make a deal, probably we will make a deal, but if I didn't do that, and I'm not doing this. Somebody said it's Trump's trade war. This isn't my trade war. This is a trade war that should have taken place a long time ago by a lot of other presidents. Over the last 5 or 6 years, China's made $500 billion. $500 billion. Ripped it out of the United States. And not only that, if you take a look, intellectual property theft. Add that to it. And add a lot of other things to it. So somebody had to do it. I am the chosen one. Somebody had to do it. So I'm taking on China. I'm taking on China on trade. And you know what? We're winning because we're the piggy bank.
Okay, and then he goes on from there to talk about how he was brought there by the people. But remember, China was set up by the globalists, so they have all the deals with the generals and the Politburo and the Central Committee, and they're sending that money all back. A lot of it to the Democrats and the globalists. And they all brag about this. So they sit around and go, we're such geniuses. The American century's over. China will rule the planet. The dragon century. And they're a bunch of traitors that should be prosecuted and then, after convicted, should be punished as such. And that's just facts. That's not me shooting my mouth off, folks. We all know what needs to be done legally.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping.
Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
About this, I never got to it back on Tuesday, but here it is. It's just some of Tlaib. Israel needs to give her free stuff. America needs to give her free stuff. Hey, can I show up in Saudi Arabia to get free stuff, or Somalia, or even nicer Middle Eastern countries like Jordan? No. They laugh at you. But we're all supposed to give free stuff. And you know, the Christians, the whole Middle East used to be Christian till Muhammad showed up. And then now you killed all the Christians and ran them out, and I'm supposed to kiss your butt, lady. I'm not doing it. It's you that ought to pay reparations. You want to say that if any white people ever owned slaves, the Muslims still run slave trade, you wicked whore. God Almighty, that's insulting whores. I apologize to prostitutes. Let's play this maggot, this engorged maggot, bitching and complaining, a psychopath, a sociopath, bare minimum, trying to punch our buttons because we have emotions, you big fat demon. Here she is.
The young girl visiting Palestine to see my grandparents and extended family. I watched as my mother had to go through dehumanizing checkpoints.
How about dehumanizing suicide bombs?
I was a United States citizen and proud American. I was there when my sissy was in a terrible car accident, and my cousins and I cried so she could have access to the best hospitals, which were in Jerusalem. I remember shaking with fear when checkpoints appeared in the small village of Beit Orel Foka.
Oh, hit pause for a minute. because they got a raw feed. When I was watching on Fox, it showed all the lunatic women up there, all these crazy leftist women that look like starving chicken neck birds or like something out of a Dr. Seuss children's book. And they're all crying and putting on this big act. What happens when you boycott a country? They boycott you. You say Israel should be overthrown, but your whole life you're trying to get in there and get some free stuff. Oh, and I know it belongs to the Arabs because you took it away from the Jews. I get how that works. But see, Islam just keeps expanding. And so if one little spot goes back to anybody who ever had a claim to it, it's the end of the world. There's no media coverage of people whining about Saudi Arabia chopping gays' heads off, or how the West Bank that you support kills gays. You love it, witch! You're a hypocrite. You're a pig. I'm sorry, I got a lot of stuff to get to. When you see this stuff and the whining, and is Israel perfect? Absolutely not. But the way it's all, oh, black and white, and oh, the Muslims, they never hurt nobody. And I saw articles out yesterday, fact checkers are going to stop people claiming Islam is behind terror. Because remember, Obama said that's not Islam. How the hell did it expand then in 1,400 years to take over half the planet? Playing tiddlywinks? Think it overran all those other empires and things as it was friendly? Do I want to go over there and bomb the Middle East? Absolutely not. The globalists did that to destabilize the Middle East and take out regimes that were not globalist or expansionist to put in ISIS and Al-Qaeda to then break the borders of Europe. They're gestating it as a big weapon system. I'm going to give the number out to take calls next hour on any subject you wish to discuss. We're only taking 10 of them ahead of our guests joining us. But Trump, the Chosen One statement, all of this, what do you want to get to? What do you want to cover? Open phones, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539 is the number to join us, 877-789-2539. We'll take your calls. It's hard to watch. I don't mean to call her names, but, you know, she calls us murderers and says that kids are drinking out of toilets and that we got concentration camps where we're, that means you're killing people. Working them to death and killing them is a concentration camp. The British invented them, not the Nazis. And Andrew Jackson's mother and brother died in one when he was in the Revolutionary War. Read a few history books. You know, they know that's where they starve you to death. Nobody's starving to death. These are emergency centers. People are pouring in. Most of them don't even have IDs, and we're checking who they are and then releasing them. And you know that, you pig-like liar. And now you're saying we're running concentration camps. Just like you say Israel is. It's the same branding, the same crap by a whiny parasite. And I'm done bowing to you and the Democratic Party. Let's go back to her.
I remember visiting East Jerusalem with my then husband and him escorted off the bus, although he was a United States citizen, just so security forces could harass him.
Here, let's stop again. Oh, you want to overthrow Israel, you stage all these events, and then you can't believe that when you drive in from the West Bank, that where suicide bombers attack routinely and people are stabbed to death on a weekly basis and shot, you can't believe anybody at their borders checking you. Meanwhile, as a U.S. citizen, I have to have my balls grabbed because they won't profile Islamicists when I go to the stupid airport because the Muslims have been hijacking aircraft for 60 damn years, witch! I get to live in a police state because the globalists have let you run wild on purpose. And Trump is trying to do something about it and end all these wars and stop stirring you up. Let's go back to her.
As my city's granddaughter, as the granddaughter of a woman who lives in occupied territories, to elevate her voice by exposing the truth the only way I know how. As my Detroit public schools teachers taught me,
well, you sure ran out of the ground.
Humanizing the pain of oppression. Our delegation
pause again. Oh my gosh, it's so oppressive, let me into Israel. Oh my gosh, it's so oppressive, let me into America. Go to Somalia. Go fix your own problems with Peanut Head over there. Ilhan Omar, God Almighty, her family is a rich, powerful slaver family. I looked it up. Obama's Muslim family in Kenya are slavers. They're slavers of blacks. You know how much people in Kenya and surrounding areas hate those Islamicists? They've been getting killed by them and grabbed by them for 1,000 years. This woman is an abomination. Let's continue.
Forced to participate in military occupation. They also desperately want peace and self-determination for their Palestinian neighbors. They could have shed light into injustice.
You know, all the Muslims do is blow each other up. Here, let's continue.
Child detention. The delegation would have seen firsthand why walls are destructive, not productive. They could have asked the people in Bethlehem how walls cut people off away from economic opportunities, from a way to live.
Again, let's stop right there. I can't listen to much more of this. Now let's hear her talk about her grandmother and the birdcage. This is really, really, really cute. Again, ladies and gentlemen, this is all to manipulate your heartstrings. And again, she doesn't say a word about all the stuff that's going on. Are Christians in the last few holdouts in the Middle East being blown up and killed? Hundreds of Christian churches blown up in Egypt, and our own government under Obama backing it. There's no press conferences for them. She won't say a word. In fact, I haven't gotten to this yet. That's why I was playing this. I need to play the Young Turks host. I should have led the show with this. This is what got me thinking about all this. And then I'm kind of, as I always do, getting to the first part last, where he says, we deserve 9/11 and that veterans deserve to be killed. We're going to play that coming up. And let's play her talking about the bird. Here it is.
To my family. And I think my grandmother said it beautifully when she said, I'm her Asfur. Asfur in Arabic means her bird. And she said, I'm her dream manifested. I am her free bird. So why would I come back and be caged and bow down when my election rolls?
Exactly. You came here to crap on us. Turn her off. I can't hear any more of it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the same playbook being used against Israel is being used against us. Does that mean the U.S. is perfect? No. Does that mean Israel is perfect? No. But making the U.S. the bad guy constantly, it's all the same crap. Why is everybody trying to get in here if we're so bad? Same thing with Israel. And I'm tired of it. And the left's making their big move right now for racial and cultural division. If the Muslims want to live in peace and want to change their ways, have a referendum, have a, like, I guess Martin Luther, you know, had a renaissance, that's great. But it's not going to happen until the expansionist operations of Islam stop. And it needs to happen now. And I agree with Trump. Let's get our troops out of there and not stir it up either. I was against all those wars. I was against 500,000 dead Iraqi children that Madeleine Albright said was a good price to pay when Clinton quadrupled the sanctions on them. I actually care about the people. And I know what a hypocrite that woman is and how the greatest victims of Islam are the Muslims. Christians are second. And you never hear the media talk about that because there's a real Christian loathing hate as well. Now I have it plugged, this segment. I want to ask all listeners to take action today and realize we're only running this big special we've been having that sold out of so many products through the weekend, and we need your support. So take action. Get great turmeric. Get great fish oil, krill oils back in. Get great Brain Force Plus, the Nootropic, Turbo Force. Lots of other great deals waiting at InfoWarsStore.com. The World Awakens Mega Sale, 50 to 60% off, and the new film, You Can't Watch This, for myself, Gab McGinnis, and so many others, Laura Loomer, Paul Joseph Watson, Tommy Robinson, is available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Please take action.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.